Aphrodite's face darkened in rage. If not for Alexandria, I would have had my son that day. I know he would have called on me, but it was too late. The moment he released himself in her, it was too late.
And still you refuse to help Julian?
How could I choose one son over another?
Grace was aghast at her question. Isn't that what you did the minute you let Julian be placed inside a scroll?
Aphrodite's eyes flared with such malice, Grace took a step back.
Julian was the one who refused me. All he had to do was call for my help, and I would have given it to him.
Grace couldn't believe what she was hearing. For a goddess, Aphrodite was incredibly selfish and short-sighted.
All this tragedy because the two of you refused to acknowledge each other? I can't believe you'd make Julian strong and then curse him for the strength you gave him. Instead of waiting for him, sending others on your behalf, did it never occur to you to go yourself?
Aphrodite raked her with an indignant glare.
I am the goddess of love, and you would have me crawl? Have you any idea what an embarrassment it is to be me and have my own son hate me?
An embarrassment for you. You had the entire world to love you. Julian had no one.
Aphrodite took an angry step forward. Stay away from him. I'm warning you.
Why? Why would you warn me and not Penelope?
Because he didn't love her.
Grace froze at the words.
Are you saying?
Aphrodite vanished.
Oh, come on! Grace shouted at the ceiling. You can't just poof out in the middle of a conversation.
Grace? She jumped at the sound of Beth's voice. Whirling around, she saw her peeping in through the door.
Who are you talking to? Beth asked.
Grace gestured around the room, then thought better of telling Beth the truth.
Myself.
Beth looked skeptically at her.
You always yell at yourself?
Sometimes.
Beth arched one dark brow.
Sounds like we need to have a session, she said as she walked off.
Disregarding her, Grace wasted no time gathering her things. She wanted to get home to Julian. As soon as she opened the door to her house, Grace knew something was wrong. Julian wasn't there to greet her.
Julian?
She called.
Upstairs.
She dropped her keys and mail on the table and ascended the steps two at a time.
You're not going to believe who stopped by.
Her voice trailed off as she reached the door of her bedroom and saw Julian with one hand cuffed to her bed. He was lying in the middle of the mattress, shirtless, with his brow damp.
What are you doing?
She asked, as dread consumed her.
I can't fight it any more, Grace,
he said, his breathing labored.
You have to.
He shook his head.
I need you to shackle my other hand. I can't reach to do it.
Julian.
He cut her words off with a bitter, harsh laugh.
How ironic is this? You, I have to beg to chain me, while the others did it freely, within hours of my incarnation.
His gaze bored into hers.
Do it, Grace. I couldn't live with myself if I hurt you.